Good evening. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV in New Plymouth.
And I'm Sarah Jane Moore at Headquarters Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HD from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for October 2024. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading the lineup is Presidential Comment. Here's NZART President Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Daniel.
Good evening, and Palmer today. Council has received written advice regarding the AREC LLC from the law firm Council is working to address with AREC on a way forward. I recently visited Branch 74 in Wellington, along with Sarah from HQ. We really enjoyed meeting up with the members and the discussion and ideas. I look forward to meeting up with other clubs in the not-too-distant future. Rob Wallace, ZL2WAL, continues to work with an external website team to build the new NZART website. I will be attending the IARU Region 3 conference via remote access this year. The conference is to be held in Bangkok. Don Wallace, ZL2TLL, is a director for Region 3 and will be attending in person. Daylight saving is finally here, which allows more time in ferry to enjoy radio hobbies and activities. Enjoy the coming summer. That's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Daniel. NZART President Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. After months of planning and a tremendous amount of work put in by many members of Otago Branch 30, Shag Valley Station was back on the air to mark the 100th anniversary of the first trans-world contact between Great Britain and New Zealand. The reenactment of the first contact took place officially at 07:30 GMT on Friday, the 18th of October. The CWQSO of ZL4AA, working G2SZ, was a great success. Greg Walsh, ZL4GW, was the ZL4AA operator, with Mike McKelvey, ZL4OL, providing a translation of the CW sent and received for the Bell family and others listening on the side. Martin ZL4JH reported that the QSO went well, classic grey line characteristics. Next day, a memorial can at the Shag Valley station had a new plaque unveiled by Peter Johnson, ZL4LV, and Alf Bell to commemorate the 100th anniversary. There was a celebratory dinner on the Saturday night with 50 attendees, 25 of whom were members of the Bell family, who had chosen this 100th anniversary for a family reunion as well. Some 25 members of Otago Branch 30 joined in this celebration. In words of Martin Balch, ZL4JH, it was a brilliant weekend. Congratulations, Otago Branch 30. Well done. It's to Upper Hutt we head now to join Sarah Jane Morrow at NZART headquarters.
Thank you, Jim, and kia ora, NZART. November is just around the corner and the end of the year is fast approaching. The subscription rebate period will be finishing on the 30th of November. Once again, we strongly encourage our transmitting, non-transmitting and family members to take advantage of the $15 rebate available during this time by paying $110 before the deadline. Invoices were sent out by email in August to most of you. If you have not been able to locate your invoice, please check your spam inbox and emails from August. Those who did not receive their invoice via email will have been sent a physical copy in the post. This year is election year. This is your opportunity to put your name forward to be on NZART Council and have a direct impact in driving things forward. We know that NZART and amateur radio has a lot of potential and you can play a part in reaching it. You must submit your nomination form and biographical details to the returning officer before the 31st of December. You can find the nomination form and further information about the election on our website. The 31st of December is also the deadline for remits to be submitted. Please ensure all remits are submitted to headquarters before this date so that they can be voted on at conference. NZART and AREC had the pleasure of attending the Jota Jati Scouts Jamboree in Wellington earlier this month. Armed with brochures, Halloween candy and friendly attitudes, we left a fun, positive impression on the scouts who came to our table and received positive feedback from the event organizer. Last, but certainly not least, we are very happy to welcome back our business manager, Debbie Morgan, from her long-deserved holiday. That's all from us at HQ. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Sarah Jane. Sarah Jane Morrow reporting from NZRT headquarters. Looking tonight at upcoming contests, the 2024 Field Day Contest, all bands 6 metres and above, is to be held on Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of December. Operating periods are 5 p.m. until 11 p.m. on the Saturday and 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. on the Sunday, New Zealand local time. Straight Key Night, Summer Edition, is on Sunday the 1st of December, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. New Zealand time. Polish and lubricate that old Morse key and enjoy an evening of old-time radio fun. Straight Key Night is an informal event which honours the roots of amateur radio, Morse code sent with a straight key. No bugs, side swipers, keyers or keyboards. Again, that's Straight Key Night on Sunday, December the 1st. Finally, a reminder of the H-Night contest. This contest commemorates the return of some amateur radio privileges after World War II. And this year, it'll be held on the evening of Sunday, the 8th of December. On this date in 1945, amateurs were permitted once more to operate on the 80-metre band and other allocated spectrum just below today's 6-metre band. H-Night is a way to commemorate this moment in time by getting on the air on the 80-metre band at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday, the 8th of December. Full details and the rules for the contests I've mentioned tonight are on the NZART webpage, nzart.org.nz/activities. Remember, the most important thing is have fun on the air. Now for an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
Our top story this week takes us to Austria, where a giant among the world's shortwave stations is poised to go off the air at the end of the year. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, has those details.
After weeks of speculation, Austria's ORS shortwave radio station confirmed its shutdown date will be December 31. The news came to the German National Ham Radio Society's weekly Radio Dark program on October 14, as reported in their October 20 program. The station recently lost its major broadcast client, Adventist World Radio, which will end its transmissions this month. That leaves only a handful of customers for the ORS station, including Radio Dark, for whom it carried a special worldwide broadcast of the World Radio Sports Team Championship in 2018. The shortwave site was formerly the Radio Austria International Broadcast Station and is well known for having had Europe's largest directional antenna system for shortwave broadcasts. Various news reports, including those from Radio DARC in Germany and the British DX Club, had said that the Moosbrunn site was likely to be shut down by the 31st of December. ORS is among the few remaining shortwave broadcasters in Europe and has provided programming for listeners in the Near East, the Middle East and Africa. I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Yet another experiment in the use of laser communications to send data has been declared a success. We hear about it from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Defense officials in France have publicly praised an experiment in high-speed optical satellite communication that they hope will eventually become useful in the nation's military space strategy. The experiment resulted in successful space-to-Earth laser communication between a small ground station and Keronos, a nano-satellite launched late last year into low Earth orbit. It's yet another example of scientists exploring the use of optical waves as an alternative to using radio. The ground station was described as a white dome 4 meters in diameter with a telescope sticking out. It was able to track and receive transmitted data. The French Defense Ministry released a statement in September extolling the advantages of optical communication, which included speed, direction, and independence from regulations that coordinate the use of radio waves, Even if this optical link can sometimes be upset by atmospheric turbulence, the Keranos satellite is able to overcome it in order to achieve optimum transmission quality. The project is the result of a collaboration between France's Defence Innovation Agency and a small company known as K-Labs. This is Jeremy Bucci for NJH.
In New Zealand, a new awards program has erupted. And we really do mean erupted. Volcanoes on the Air. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, has the details.
The city of Auckland isn't just home to the most people in New Zealand. It is also where you'll find the most volcanoes, 53 to be precise. The region, known as the Auckland Volcanic Field, has inspired radio amateurs to launch a new program, Volcanoes on the Air. Although some hams have already had a jump start in calling CQ from the volcanic region, the QSOs begin in earnest with the official kickoff of the program on the 3rd of November. The website ontheair.nz has been updated to provide information for the new Volcanoes on the Air award scheme. The site also contains details on a variety of other programs, such as HEMA, POTA, SOTA, Lighthouses and IOTA. An announcement on the info line of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters encourages hams to give it a try, noting that the activity does not require a lot of hiking uphill. The website geo.net notes that the volcanic field is mostly utilised for public parks and recreation, and that the volcanoes are considered unlikely to have any eruptions, especially since the last one on record was at least 600 years ago. So the only things active in this volcanic field are likely to be the radio amateurs themselves calling CQ. This is Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Down to Christchurch we go now to update on activities of some NZRT branches with Stephen, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Tonight we start with the Whangarei Branch 28 NZRT, and the club has its annual club dinner on Saturday the 23rd of November, and this year it will be held at the Northland Club in Porowini Avenue in Whangarei. You'll need to RSVP to Rose Z01WRD before the 10th of November. Have a look in your newsletter for more details. And in December, the branch has its annual general meeting on Wednesday the 4th of December. The Western Suburbs Radio Club, Branch 03, has its used equipment sale on Saturday the 2nd of November at Rosebank Primary School Hall on Rosebank Road in Avondale. Doors open to sellers at 8 a.m. and buyers at 9 a.m. And if you'd like a table, contact Tony, Z01TLC, and the email is wsrc@outlook.co.nz. That's wsrc@outlook.co.nz. To the Franklin Amateur Radio Club, Branch 10 NZART, which has its annual general meeting on Tuesday the 19th of November in the club rooms on Stadium Drive in Pukekohe, starting 7:30 p.m. Down to the South Island now, and Nelson NZART Branch 26 will have its annual general meeting on Wednesday, November the 20th. Marlborough Branch 22 NZART has a talk on digital modes and QSOs presented by Bill Cousins, and that will be at the EOC on Thursday the 14th of November, starting 7:30 p.m. And finally to Otago Branch 30, where meetings are held in the club rooms in Macandrew Road in South Dunedin. On the 20th of November, Neil ZL4UC will talk about building a 23-centimetre aerial. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. Well, that's all for tonight. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 24th of November. This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for October 2024. Good night, everyone. Good night now.